Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has spent 3 days with John Thompson, main tutor for the green bean and the sensory course here, the cup tasting course here at the London School of Coffee. And I can almost say that I've got to know you a little bit through your enthusiasm for the coffee, through your knowledge of the coffee, through your expertise, and also your way of kind of bringing across and trying to teach us in actually a very short period of time a lot of information. So first of all, a big thank you to you. It's been a bit of an overload for me just because also I'm trying to evaluate also how everything's going, retaining things as well, and then obviously passing a test, which stresses me. I will say that very openly. But John, so these 3 days for you, how do you think it went? Because it was very small classes, were great, a lot of hands-on, which was fantastic as well. But you must be pretty exhausted too, because when we left, your work kind of continued for the next day, prepping and also roasting and putting everything together. So it must be pretty stressful for you too, I would imagine.
It's good fun. You know, it's good fun. I enjoy the teaching. I enjoy seeing people learn new skills and get to grips with green coffee and learn practical skills that are going to be useful in the workplace for them.
Mm-hmm. So are you actually, did you put the course together? Or are you pretty much presenting the course?
So I helped put the course together. So mm-hmm. I work with SCAE. So I help create content for the green coffee section of the coffee diploma system. Mm-hmm. So I work with a number of experts in green coffee as well. So people from trading, people from producing country, mm-hmm. other people around Europe who work primarily with green coffee, and then we sit together, we have Skype meetings, we bounce stuff around by email, creating content, trying to create exams which are gateways to employment.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean the different course, would you say a green bean course would link immediately onto sensory or the other way around?
They're very much interchangeable because by the time we're doing an intermediate course here, which is designed for someone who maybe wants to run the green bean assessment side of things, the equivalent on sensory is someone who would maybe be moving up to a managerial role in a sensory lab, managing a cupping space for someone. And the two don't sit in isolation then. So there are very much sensory aspects of the green coffee, mm-hmm. and there are green coffee aspects of the sensory. Mm-hmm. So the goal for us in terms of creating content is to make sure that the sensory one is sensory specific, mm-hmm. and the green coffee one is very much green coffee specific, which is why the exams were things like screening coffees, doing moisture analysis, density, defect hunting, but then applying that to the cup, because ultimately the quality of the green coffee transfers to the cup quality as well. So how can you match what you see in terms of the green coffee in the actual physical cup.
Absolutely. So it's also kind of marrying together the more scientific side and statistic side of things together with the skills of really detecting, well, these statistics, what do they tell me in the cup? So how do they transfer in the cup on the palate? And obviously the end consumer should be also in mind, no?
Yeah, completely. It's always the goal, whether it be, so if I'm looking for a really consistent, great tasting specialty coffee, ultimately the goal is the end consumer. So I want to roast really consistent, great-tasting specialty mm-hmm. coffee. I want to buy great-tasting green specialty coffee as well. So it always goes back to the field.
Yeah.
And the end goal is,
I mean, the statistics will be fed back, let's say, to farmers that you've got a personal contact with, because I think you're also helping at origin, you yourself and your company, to improve standards.
Yeah, so I do some work with producing groups, things like cooperative groups, looking at quality improvement initiatives. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and it's about that 360 feedback, you know, so when you're seeing samples and looking at the cup score and having that shared language, really, the sensory and the green coffee courses mm-hmm. are about creating a consistent shared professional language where everyone in the coffee industry, wherever you are in the world, understands the same terminology so mm-hmm. that you can have that really good open dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Throughout the course, you love cracking and eating immediately some roasted beans that you've roasted yourself. So does that give you the energy and the buzz to continue? Or what is really the buzz that kind of drives you? Why are you in this industry?
I just really like great tasting coffee. So, uh-huh. you know, I really enjoy coffee as a product. I find it fascinating, really interesting. It's an ever-changing industry. But personally, I'm really interested in what makes certain coffees taste the way they do. So yeah. I'm really, really happy to be on a farm saying, right, so what is it that makes the coffee on this farm taste the way it do? You know, I'm never happier than when I'm on a farm doing exactly that. So that's really, I think, what drives me. And then a lot of the things I do, you know, when I'm doing roasting work, it's about trying to get the best out of that coffee. You know, looking at the green coffee as well, making sure that the grading and the specification that's been created of that green coffee is best going to deliver what's been seen on the farm and what the potential of the farm can actually deliver. So it all goes back for me to the source.
Great. Well, thank you for letting me delve a little bit into the wealth of experience that you have. Enthusiasm has never been a problem for me, but really assimilating comes with a lot of practice. So for those people who want to continue in that industry, come and suss out the courses here at the London School of Coffee, and you'll be on your way to understanding coffee much, much better.